On the new Classical FM, the Royal Philharmonic from their album Disney Goes to the Orchestra, the hit tune Let It Go from Frozen. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, when it comes to Pops concerts, the TSO knows how to put on a show. They bring some of the best music and the best talent to the Roy Thomson Hall stage. Case in point, my first guest tonight performed in the Broadway production of Frozen and was in fact the first Black woman to perform the role of Anna on stage, ground she continued to break as Snow White in the world premiere of Britney Spears' musical Once Upon a One More Time. Powerhouse performer Aisha Jackson joins the TSO March 4th and 5th as part of the star-studded cast of soloists in the program 21st Century Broadway. And she joins me now. Aisha Jackson, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello. Wow, what an intro. That's amazing. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'd love our listeners to get to know a bit about you. Is it true that after you finished school, you moved to New York City with five bags, $150, no apartment, and no job? What gave you the courage?
Five bags and a lot of faith is what I like to say.
Wow.
I'm sure I'll write a book about it someday. Yeah, I moved with a dream and a passion, and I was like, okay, God, let's do this. If this is what's for me, open the doors. And I moved and doors were opened, and I was able to perform regionally for a while and then make my Broadway debut with Beautiful the Carole King musical about a year and a half after moving. Mm-hmm. Everything aligned. When I first got here, I was living in a basement apartment with my cousin.
Oh, wow.
I slept on her futon inside of her bedroom, everyone. She happened to work at Capizio, and she got me a job at Capizio. So I worked there until I booked a gig, and I got written up at Capizio for going to an audition for a Broadway director. And I was like, well, this is what I'm here for. Write me up, baby. went on to book that gig, which got me my equity card. And then I ended up working with that Broadway director, Ms. Diane Paulus, in my first original Broadway credit of waitress. So I think getting written up at Capizio was worth it.
That's fantastic. And as I mentioned in the intro, you were a first when you performed the role of Anna in Frozen. What does representation mean to you in your career?
Oh, it's so important. I think you have to see someone who looks like you doing it to believe that you can as well and that there's space for you. And I think it's amazing to be, you know, a trailblazer and not see yourself and then fill that void. But it's even more so encouraging when you do see someone doing what you want to do. And I'm just honored that I get to continue doing that time and time again. And shout out to Dominique Patton, who was the first Anna in the parks, in Disney parks. She was the first Black Anna in the park.
Oh, wow.
And I am the first Black Anna on Broadway. And I cried tears of joy. It was also my very first principal role on Broadway. So looking across the stage and seeing Casey Levy walking to meet me center stage to take a bow together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
Pretty special. And she was a class act and gave me both bows. Anna and Elsa usually bow together. And she stood to the side and allowed me to take two bows. And that was just so, oh my goodness, it was so special. And I went on the day before our first understudy rehearsal.
Oh.
So listen to that correctly.
Okay, so in reverse order, okay.
The day before, well, and I was like, oh, okay. But the wonderful Patty Murin, she was sick. She had bronchitis. She pushed through the matinee and was like, I got to tap out. And I was like, okay. So all throughout the matinee, I was, you know, looking over my things, but I have a rule, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So I knew all the things that I needed to know, but I had never done it on stage. So.
That's incredible. Well, it sounded like you deserved those two bows.
Yeah, I said, well, thank you, Casey. I really appreciate it.
That's amazing. Who were some of your role models as you were developing?
Oh, my goodness. Deidre Goodwin, beautiful performer. She came to my college when I was in college and taught master classes and workshops for us. And she's this beautiful, dark-skinned woman, and she was representation to me in college, growing up, watching LaShawn's. Oh, my goodness. Like, I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I can do this. This is something that I'm capable of, and I actually Once on This Island was the very first show that I did, the very first musical. I was in the sixth grade and my brother's high school, he went to Performing Arts High School, shout out Tri-Cities High School, and they were doing a production of Once on This Island and they needed a little girl. And I was like, oh my goodness, yeah, let's do it. So we practiced and I booked the part. But I got into the room and I was like, ooh, like Big T Moon, like I want to do that. Who's this girl? What's this part? And, you know, the music just spoke to me and it was such a beautiful production. And I guess that's when the musical theater bug got me. The seed was planted for that love to blossom and grow. And I, you know, looked at LaShawn's and Audra and Patina Miller and Jakina Calicango. She went to my high school as well. She just won the Tony Award for Paradise Square two seasons ago. And I was able to actually stand by for her in Paradise Square on Broadway. So I stood by for her in high school in the production of Aida. Heather Headley is also a big inspiration to me. But I stood by for Jakina. And, well, not stood by, but I was the understudy for Jakina in high school. And then I got to cover her on Broadway. So that was a full circle moment. And anytime I see her winning and see her shining, it's a reminder that I'm capable. So, yeah, representation, it really does matter.
You're coming to Toronto to perform with the TSO in the program 21st Century Broadway. How did you get involved in this project?
Well, Stephen Reinecke and the people reached out to my agent and asked. I believe the beautiful Haley Kilgore did this concert with them once before, and she's now starring in Hadestown on Broadway. And so they had a void to fill, and they called me, and I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. Yes, 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 yes. I have wanted to work with Stephen Reinecke for quite some time. I saw that he and Adrian Warren came out and did a Tina production at TSO last year.
That's
wasn't
right.
It?
Yep.
Yeah. And Adrian Warren is also a huge inspiration. And so, like, seeing them collaborating, I was like, oh, this is good. And, you know, he's always at Carnegie Hall. And I'm like, I want to make my Carnegie Hall debut. So hopefully I do well at TSO and he can hook me up. But no, yeah, he just reached out and said he's always wanted to work with me and he would be honored to have me join the team. And I mean, look at the team. We have Allie and we have Javier and Derek and like, and me. I'm like, sure, I'll be up there to represent the 21st century of Broadway. Let's get it.
Fantastic. Are there any songs in particular you're most excited to perform?
Yes. I'm Here from The Color Purple. Holds a very dear spot in my heart. I sang it in high school. I sang it in college. I sang it for like my New York showcase. I've gotten to perform it here in the city with this beautiful performer, Trayshel Edmond. She's a part of the deaf and hard of hearing community. And so she signed with me while I sang it. And it was very, very powerful. But that song, it speaks to the heart and it's about stepping into your power and overcoming adversity and walking in confidence and believing in yourself, which I think is important. And you need that. You need those tools to be successful in life, but definitely to be successful as an actress or a performer. This industry can be tough. So you got to believe in yourself first before you want anyone else to believe in yourself. And I think those are some of the themes of that song. And I mean, the vocals on the song are just out of this world. I would listen to LaShawn singing it all the time and Fantasia and just, yeah, there are so many wonderful women that have brought that song to life, Jeanette Bayardell. And so I get to do it and I'm very excited about it.
Musical theater has seen a recent resurgence in the mainstream. What do you think it is about it that resonates with so many people?
Oh, I think especially now, like I feel like musical theater, Broadway, we're telling more stories that are relatable. We're telling stories that represent broader demographics. So that has a farther reach. Also, there's a lot of crossover with like pop music on Broadway. Like I did Once Upon a One More Time and it was all Britney Spears music. So of course, then you're going to pull on all of her fans and then like working on Waitress with music written by Sarah Bareilles. You know, she already has her whole full pop career. And then, you know, they come in and they're like, oh my goodness, she writes musicals too? And getting to work with Ingrid Michaelson on The Notebook. You know, I think it these different artists, writers, lyricists, directors, performers, even, you know, different performers from other other industries are coming to Broadway, and so they bring all of their fans and people with them. But you know, I think theater is also healing. It's you can walk into the theater feeling one way and leave feeling completely different, feeling enlightened, encouraged. Theater can push you to question different things in your life that maybe you hadn't thought about in that way. Yeah, I think you can come into the theater, you can laugh, you can cry, you can scream, you can dance, you can have a good time, you can release, and it's such a healing space. So I think that's also necessary in these times. So I'm happy to see more and more people coming to Broadway and experiencing theater.
Are there any upcoming projects or performances that you are excited about once you're through with this one with the TSO?
I am today. They announced it. I'm doing A Wonderful Town at New York City Center with Anika Noni Rose. I'm
Congratulations.
so excited. Thank you. I woke up today to all of the announcements and, you know, the posts and the tags, and I'm sharing it in my family thread and with my friends and everybody. But yeah, I mean, Anika Noni Rose is a powerhouse, beautiful storyteller, beautiful singer, beautiful human, and to be able to share the stage with her, to lead a show and play her sister. I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm excited. Very overjoyed. And she's Princess Tiana. I mean, come on. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Well, it sounds like your decision to move to New York with five bags and 150 bucks, no job and no apartment worked is working out really
I
well.
think it's working out in my favor. I think we're good to go.
Aisha, thank you so much for joining me. We really look forward to welcoming you to Toronto.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to see you all.
That was Aisha Jackson, who you can hear March 4th and 5th at Roy Thomson Hall in 21st Century Broadway. For tickets and information, go to tso.ca. And right this moment, you can hear a performance from the TV series Up Here. This is I Feel Like I've Always Known You.